Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Focus Forward. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like your feelings are bottled up inside, waiting to explode? You know that feeling when you're trying to keep it together, but you're just one tiny thing away from bursting? Well, let me tell you, building a haven where emotions can flow freely is crucial. Not just for your mental well-being, but also for stronger relationships and a more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Our emotions are these incredible signals, trying to guide us, teach us, and help us connect with others. But if we suppress them, they end up festering, leading to all sorts of problems down the line. So how do we create this safe space? It's not as complicated as you might think. Here are 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your emotional landscape. First, practice self-awareness. Pay attention to those feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Try journaling, meditation, or simply taking a moment each day to check in with yourself. What's swirling around inside? Name those emotions, even if they seem scary or uncomfortable. Remember, acknowledging them is the first step towards understanding them. Second, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have days where we feel overwhelmed or struggle with our emotions. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same support and understanding you would give a friend going through a tough time. Third, communicate openly and honestly. Share your feelings with trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Don't hold back. It can feel vulnerable at first, but trust me, true connection comes from being authentic and sharing our inner world. Fourth, listen actively to others. When someone opens up to you, really listen, not just with your ears, but with your heart. Show empathy, ask questions, and create a space where they feel heard and understood. Remember, sometimes people just need a safe space to vent and be themselves. Finally, set boundaries. This is huge. Protect your emotional well-being by saying no to things that drain you or make you feel uncomfortable. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, and distance yourself from those who bring negativity into your life. Remember, you deserve to feel safe and respected in all your relationships. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, and everything's feeling overwhelming. You have a tight deadline, a frustrating coworker, and that nagging sense of, I can't do it all. In this scenario, instead of burying those emotions and snapping at the first person who comes your way, what if you took a few deep breaths, acknowledged the stress, and then reached out to a trusted colleague? Maybe even sharing a quick, hey, feeling a little overwhelmed today. Anyone else struggling? You'd be surprised how open people are to connecting when they know they're not alone. By creating that space for vulnerability, you're not only taking care of yourself, but also fostering a more supportive and understanding environment for everyone. So remember, building a safe space for emotional expression is an ongoing journey. There will be times when it feels easier than others, but the key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself and those around you with kindness and authenticity. This isn't about becoming some super emotional guru or constantly wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's about finding a healthy balance, honoring your feelings, and creating connections that truly matter. Remember, the world needs more emotional intelligence, and you have the power to be a part of that change. Start by creating a safe space within yourself, and watch how it ripples outwards, touching the lives of those around you. Go out there, express yourself authentically, and make a difference. And don't forget to subscribe to Focus Forward for more real talk about executive function and emotional mastery. See y'all in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.